underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. And today, we are going to talk about a time to run. Have you ever got into an argument with someone, said some things, and then afterwards regretted it? Well, I'm guilty of it myself. I will do my best to hold it in. But before I know it, the horses are out, running wild, and I am going at it. Lord have mercy. I believe that we all try to the best of our abilities to contain ourselves. But it's just so hard, we end up letting it out. Maybe it's because containing it might not be the proper way to deal with the situation, but rather avoiding it before it even happens, as mentioned in Proverbs 17, verse 14. The beginning of strife is like releasing water. Therefore, stop contention before a quarrel starts. Before it turns into a quarrel, stop. It is actually wisdom to avoid a quarrel before it starts. Yes, you might be the one choosing to peacefully walk away, and others might even perceive it as cowardly, but it's actually wisdom to see the strife and decide to walk away, because at the end, it will neither be beneficial to you nor your neighbor. Moving accordingly in respect to human nature will prevent you from a lot of regrets. Not everything in life needs to be confronted or resisted. Some things are best left alone. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in Proverbs 5, verse 8, remove your way far from her and do not go near the door of her house. This verse is referring to the immoral woman, and the proper way to face her is not go near the door of her house. Basically, run away from her. On the other hand, the Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 7, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. When you submit to God and resist the devil will run from you. But see that you do not do the same with an immoral woman. Instead, run from her. This means that some things in life cause for you to stay away from them. Things like quarrels, sexual immorality, immoral women, and so on. It is best to run. Stay away from them. The temptation in them might be so strong that you will not be able to withstand them. So run away and stay away. It is not cowardly, but rather wisdom, as mentioned in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. It takes knowledge to know the different kind of season there are, and it takes discernment to recognize the kind of season you are in, but it takes wisdom to move accordingly. And all of this will be imparted to you as you submit to Christ. So submit to Christ and let him teach you the ways, the moment, the season to stand and resist, to fight, or to stay away. Remember, he is a God of mystery, and only him knows the way out of mystery. So rely on him. Be open-minded and be flexible, and let the Lord guide you. Amen?
Amen.
Underground preacher to the underground church, and I am out.